HBO is unveiling three new programs this Sunday. One is an envelope-pushing new drama series called Tell Me You Love Me. Another is a documentary featuring interviews with Iraq war veterans. And the third is the season premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm. In my opinion as a TV critic, they're worth paying attention to individually, but also for what HBO is trying to do by presenting them all at once. HBO started the summer by ending The Sopranos in shockingly abrupt fashion, with the series cutting back to black just before James Gandolfini's Tony either got killed or ate another onion ring. That night, HBO also premiered its new series John from Cincinnati by David Milch. But if the end of The Sopranos didn't confuse people, John from Cincinnati sure did. So now, it's the end of the summer. John from Cincinnati has come, gone, and been canceled. HBO needs to establish its next beachhead, and it's trying to do so this Sunday. It's premiering a new drama series, Tell Me You Love Me, that has gotten most of its attention for sex scenes that are surprisingly graphic for television. HBO also is unveiling a new documentary about soldiers severely wounded during the war in Iraq, a program produced by and featuring James Gandolfini in his first HBO project since The Sopranos ended. And sandwiched between those two very serious programs is the season premiere of Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm, which has been absent from HBO for far too long. Curb doesn't disappoint. It's as sharp and clever and edgy as ever. Also, for a show with a reputation for being improvised, it's more tightly plotted than most series on TV. Every episode is full of elements that come together at the end, and the same goes for the ongoing storyline that runs through each season. This season, it's the way Larry and his TV wife Cheryl, played by Larry David and Cheryl Hines, shelter an African-American family left homeless by a hurricane down south. If that sounds like Larry has lost his edge, don't worry. Here he is, arriving with Cheryl at the airport, hours late, to greet the refugee family.
Hi. Are you waiting for the Davids by any chance?
Yes.
You are.
Yeah, wake up, baby.
Oh, my
wake
goodness.
Up,
we're,
hey.
We're so sorry we're late.
Oh,
so
things
sorry.
Happen. They do.
Well, you know, traffic, and you'll see in Los Angeles, it's terrible.
That's
it's
right. So I'm Loretta sorry. Black.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is my Auntie Ray.
Hello. Hi, I'm
These
Larry.
Are my kids, Keisha and Daryl.
Keisha and Daryl. Yeah, so let me see. Your last name is Black.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's like if my last name was Jew, like Larry Jew. Because I'm Jewish.
On the other edge of the emotional spectrum is the documentary Alive Day Memories, Home from Iraq, a program that's as powerful as it is intimate. It includes home movies and even horrifying video of explosions photographed as well as planned by insurgents. Most of Alive Day, though, takes place on a bare off-Broadway stage as Gandolfini sits and talks quietly, one at a time, with 10 war veterans. Some are missing limbs. Some have severe brain injuries, and all have stories to tell that deserve to be heard. The term Alive Day refers to the day they narrowly escaped death, and Gandolfini asks questions with an impressive, and to be honest, totally unexpected, sensitivity and skill. For a guy who doesn't like being interviewed, Gandolfini sure is a natural interviewer, and both he and the program's producers and directors make sure the focus is never on him, always on the veterans. As it should be. Those two shows, Curb and Alive Day Memories, are recommended without hesitation. Tell Me You Love Me, on the other hand, is a mixed effort. It's gotten almost all its attention for its sex scenes, but those are the scenes that, for me, tend to shatter the believability of the rest of the drama. When the images get too graphic, you stop looking at the characters and suddenly think about the actors and actresses playing the characters. Jane Alexander plays a couples therapist, and by halfway through the first season, she's advising most of the other characters on the show. A couple in its 20s is engaged, but wrestling with infidelity. A couple in its 30s is trying to have a baby, but dealing with infertility. And a couple in its 40s, seemingly happy with children, is troubled by incompatibility. They're not having sex, which, in Tell Me You Love Me, is a real rarity. Here's the husband, played by Tim DeKay, finally venting his frustrations to the therapist, as his wife, played by Allie Walker, looks on in increasing horror.
You know what? I should be in the mood every time I clean out the gecko cage. Everybody else is, it seems. You know what else turns me on? I'll tell you what turns me on. Buying Cheerios is really hot. And then, of course, going and getting shoelaces or fantasizing about minivans. That's sexy, too. I really want to do that. It's excellent foreplay. Or you know what else is good foreplay? When you are comparing apple juice prices and they both don't even want to be in the grocery store, but you know you got to get back because they got to be fed before they go to bed. And then at bed, all you're doing is just reading to them, probably and telling them the same damn story for the 100th time. Then after all that, then I am ready to have sex, because all that is so hot.
Our entire life. That's what you just trashed. Our entire life.
Obviously, it's a different type of complaining than Larry David does on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And once again, I'm not sure HBO has found the right programs to pair together on a key Sunday evening. Curb and Alive Day Memories are a lock. But Tell Me You Love Me, while series creator Cynthia Mort and the impressive actors must be given boldness, isn't likely to be loved by everyone.